Welcome to the Heal Podcast. I'm Kelly Noonan Gores, and every week I speak to the leading doctors, healers, spiritual teachers, and scientists to find out what is truly possible when it comes to healing. I also interview real people with extraordinary healing stories. My philosophy is what's possible for one is possible for all. Well, on today's episode of the Heal Podcast, I'm sitting here with David Reed, who is the founder of Mana Vitality. And a little bit different of how I came to invite you on the podcast, because I think, you know, Instagram is now, I feel like, just a marketplace of advertising. And, you know, as it should be. But I think it was Ben Greenfield. I was just scrolling through one day and he was talking about your supplement, Mana Vitality. Okay. And it just struck me, and I'm not one to click on things or buy things on Instagram, so I minimize the ads that come to me. But I was just hooked a little bit by the name, perhaps. Like, I had been talking about, you know, doing something with the name Mana, and it had been coming up, like, just in some healing work that I had been doing in the last 6 months. And so I was like, okay, Mana, that's a little signpost. So I went to the website, and I was reading kind of your journey, how you came to create this product with your partner, and your spiritual journey. And it just resonated. And then, you know, just the basis of the product and really reconnecting to earth. And just in my awareness, you know, the reason that there's so much disease is because we have disconnected so much from nature. So I just so deeply resonated with your philosophy. So I thought, you know, I know not much about you, but following the resonance, I said, I want to hear this guy's story. And leaving, you know, I think you were in med tech or science or, you know, the medical industry. And then you went on this kind of seeking pilgrimage of spirituality and ended here today. So I'd love to just kind of hear about your story, and then we can dive into, you know, the details and talk more about it, because I'm so fascinated by your kind of spiritual awakening.
Yeah, thank you. I guess as a little boy, I always had those questions, you know, where do we come from? What are we doing here? It's like, you know, we're here, but no one can really give you those answers, which to me was always a bit strange. So, yeah, I went through normal childhood, normal conditioning, but those answers remained. And I guess I got to an age of 33 where I just couldn't handle not exploring those in a deeper way. So I stopped everything I was doing and was inspired to just go out into nature. And yeah, nature became my greatest teacher for the next several years of just communing with the elements and spending a lot of time on country.
Wow. So yeah, tell us a little bit about what, you know, I know you spent 88 days on the sleeping by the Dead Sea, which I thought was so funny hearing you talk about it. It should not be called the Dead Sea because it is so alive with minerals and everything we need, right?
Totally.
So just take us on that journey of 33. Like, you walked away from, I'm assuming, a career you had, you know, committed some time to, but then you followed your heart, which, I don't know, I feel like it's a time in history where a lot of people are questioning what they're doing and their happiness, or they're feeling a general kind of discontent. And so I love to share stories of people that follow their heart and kind of give up the comfort and the paycheck to go explore and to seek answers that they're looking for. So just give us a little, how'd that journey start and some of the highlights?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I had a great job. It was a great income. There was parts of me that did love it. I just knew there was more. And I had a couple of good mentors that said, you know, why don't you just stop, go and find what you love, go and find answers to your questions. You know, it's a perfect age to do it. You got some money behind you. But it still took like a lot of courage to actually pull the pin, because that paycheck comes in every month. And it's so comfortable to have that coming in. And the months come around pretty quickly, right? So I was reading several different books that were quite inspiring about how to manifest. And there was actually...
Titles. I need titles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one was Think and Grow Rich, which is amazing. Another one was The Secret. Another one was The Passion Test. And I was quite inspired by an Austrian scientist from last century called Victor Schollberger.
Okay.
He's known as the water wizard. So he's got four books. They actually weren't written by him, but they were written by somebody that spent some time with him. And one of them is called The Water Wizard. And he was a really smart man that was like ducks in his high school. And his dad was like a professor. And his family was really excited what he was going to do with, you know, what he was going to do in college. Mm-hmm. And he actually just went out into nature for 2 years into the Austrian Alps and observed nature. And that was super inspiring for me. So, I stopped everything, went out to the center of Australia, spent 3 months out there initially. And then I guess in reflection, like at the time I didn't really know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But at the time I was just kind of following a guidance, and in reflection it was this divine unfoldment. But in amongst that I also did a Vipassana, which kind of accelerated my journey of meditation and that understanding of who we are, developed more awareness in how to observe and how to detach from, you know, the emotions and I guess the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I instinctively started sun gazing, and that was probably the most powerful thing I've ever done. So where I live in the Sunshine Coast of Australia, we get about 300 sunny days a year. So it's very supportive for sun gazing, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon, that first hour or last hour of the day. And yeah, that really transformed my way of thinking and my perception, and made me realize that we're actually not separate from anything, actually. So it removes layers of fear. And as I said, it kind of really rewired my perception of who we are, which developed just this really deep gratitude, right? Like once we start actually figuring out the truth of who we are and realizing it's the greatest miracle we can ever uncover, then that to me was just a nice foundation to keep moving forward.
Mm. And wow. So the sun gazing, that's like something we haven't really covered in, you know, this healed journey, which is so cool that you're bringing it up today. And so I imagine, you know, the first hour and the last hour are the safe times to gaze at the sun. Mm-hmm. And does it just get you in such a meditative state that you just, because it is kind of hypnotic looking at sun's rays and the heat waves and all of that.
Yes.
So do you just get sort of like, is it like hallucinogenic? Is it just, do you just get downloads because you're hypnotized in a way? What would you say the sun gazing leads to?
Yeah, the process I used was adding 10 seconds a day per day. So I started at 10 seconds, second day is 20 seconds, third day is 30 seconds. Okay. And if you do that for 9 months, weather dependent obviously, so it might actually take you 12 months of adding it, you get up to 45 minutes. So you don't necessarily notice too much in that first kind of 5-10 minutes, and then things start happening.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah, and it's beautiful because you're not only getting those early morning ultraviolet rays and the red light, but you're also developing a relationship with the sun. And the sun, I feel like most of us take it for granted, but it's actually the source of all life. It's the source of all light and life within the solar system. Plus the Earth is following the sun around the universe in this perfect phi spiral, and it's protecting us, right? Like it's putting out this big golden shower that's preventing a lot of things from crashing into us. So yeah, it's, I mean, light is actually what we are, even though there's a lot of other like interference layers and patterns running, and we're having this beautiful human experience, which is duality, so we get to experience it all. But light is non-dual. So it's actually where we come from and where we're returning to.
Sounds a lot like source and spirit.
Totally, totally. Right. And it's the greatest source of unconditional love we can ever experience, right? Like it just shines light 24/7. Mm-hmm. Doesn't care whether you're a good person, a bad person, it just shines lights. And from a healing perspective, once we're getting that light into the eyes, it reprograms our entire physiology. So there's a lot of people that have sun gazed for 9 or 12 months that are basically living off light. They don't need food anymore. So our body, being the most advanced technology in the universe, is actually clever enough that when the quotient of light inside of our body gets to a certain stage, it totally transforms into a brand new species and can be self-sustainable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I better start sun gazing. That's incredible. I know, you know, circadian rhythms and getting that sunlight first thing in the morning is very helpful for melatonin production and all of that. But you just took it, you know, exponentially higher and deeper. So definitely going to try it. But 9 months, it's such a commitment. I mean, to do it the 10 seconds every day, like, that's so precise, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and it's just an approximation.
Okay.
But yeah, the point is that you're building up slowly, giving your eyes time to adjust. Oh. And your eyes and your body tell you, you know, if you've got to back it off or if you can go further. Yeah. But once you get up to kind of 20, 30 minutes, that's when, you know, you start communing with the sun. And probably the most profound experience I had doing that was it removed those layers of separation. And I realized that we are the sun and the sun is us, and there's no distance between us and the sun or anything.
Yeah.
It's all, everything that's out there is also within inside of us. So when you reach those deeper layers of perception, I guess it develops a deeper peace and harmony, which is a nice way to exist.
Yeah, everything's connected. There's no, this space is an illusion, right?
Separation is what brings in a lot of the fear, and a lot of the disharmony and the disease. So if we can remove those layers of separation and discover the truth, that's a very deep way to heal.
And it sounds like that's like a light program upgrade, like of the operating system, right? Like,
totally.
Which we all probably need based on what's going on in the world, and just the kind of toxic soup that we're living in. What is your experience after that, like as sun gazing as a practice and this immense energy kind of, I guess it's upgrade or new, it's like light nutrients for your body. Have you experienced, like, what kind of, you must be like vital pillar of health, no disease. Do you have any health issues that have come up in the last, since you've been sun gazing?
That was a decade ago. So that was in 2012.
Oh, wow.
That I did that for a year.
Okay. But you don't do it every morning?
I do it. I still do it when I can.
Okay.
But not every morning.
Got it.
Especially when I'm traveling. There's a lot of mornings where you're either not facing east, like here in Santa Monica.
Okay.
Or it's overcast.
Yeah.
But I still try and get out into the sun most days. Not in the middle of the day, especially in Australia, because that can be detrimental. But those early hours is really powerful. And it's a beautiful process because, it also activates just a lot of things inside of us that stay with us for the rest of our life.
Amazing. Okay. And so tell me about, the mana supplement is made of two ingredients?
Yes.
Like two main ingredients.
Yes.
How did you discover those? I think one is from the highest elevation, one is from the lowest, correct? Tell us a little bit about that story, because I was hooked. I was like, that just feels very like balanced and polar and cool, where you found the sources of your supplement and how you intuitively knew that that's what kind of we need for health and vitality.
From my first trip to Egypt, I was introduced to a substance called ormus, and there's three different ways to make that, with a document that I was given from a gentleman who was the guardian of the Sphinx. And one of those was from seawater. The other was from dead seawater, which the two are totally different solutions, totally different source solutions, totally different makeups when you test them in laboratory. And then the third substance was pure gold.
Wow.
Yeah, so I made it those three ways and started sharing it with people. I went away from the gold because it was just so expensive. I think at the time it was like $1,500 for an ounce. And, you know, you end up with a little bit of white powder. So I was like, that doesn't really work with the way I operate because it felt way too exclusive. So I kind of shelved that and just started making it from seawater and dead seawater. And yeah, so I did that for a little while and then kind of gave it away because I was sharing it with people and they were having all kind of funky experiences. And I just didn't feel like I knew enough about it to take on that responsibility.
Okay.
Back then, 10 years ago.
What's one example of a funky experience? That was like, whoa. I don't know.
Yeah, people, I guess, coming back with experiences of, you know, accessing their subconscious mind. Subconscious mind can have anything from, you know, genetic information coming up or past life or even early childhood.
Got it.
Which can be very traumatic for people.
Right.
Yeah, so when they were kind of calling me or sending me messages, I thought, I need to know more about this.
Got it.
So yeah, that next year I actually came here to the US and bought an old F-250 and traveled around for 3 months visiting all kind of underground plasma labs and alchemists and scientists to learn more about it, and came across a beautiful gentleman called Barry Carter, who was kind of known as the librarian of Ormus on the planet for the last 25 years.
Oh.
So I went and stayed at his house for about 10 days. He ended up giving me his life's work on a hard drive, which at the time was 1.4 terabytes of information. And yeah, traveled around the US meeting all of these people, and that gave me a lot more confidence in what I was doing. And I kind of gave it away again, just, you know, because there's so many things to, to do. And I was also becoming an inventor in a lot of other resonant technology and free energy technology. But then I would just keep going on these trips. You know, people would invite me on trips or I'd feel I needed to go somewhere. And often that'd be for a week or two, but I'd stay there for like 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
Because I had the time, and I would just sit on country. And some of those experiences were really powerful to me, in particular the one at the Dead Sea that you brought up before. Yeah, where again I was just able to sun gaze and fast and really dive deeply into that whole mineral world and the different elemental expressions, and that had a really big impact on me and what I'm doing now. So that's where I learn a lot about hypertonic ocean plasma, which really just means like really micronutrient rich water. So really high in all of those salts that are so important for the body and all of those other macronutrients. And then had the same experience in the Himalayas with the Shilajit. And Shilajit is the most amazing superfood that I've still been able to find on the planet now. Like, there's nothing else that I know of that has that same level of concentration of macronutrients. Micronutrients, all the little building blocks that, that everything else is made from, basically. So the micronutrients that are in Shilajit is all of the vitamins that we need, all of the minerals that we need, and all of the amino acids that we need, and more. And then it's also something called a biogenetic stimulant. So because those plants that it's made from are exposed to extreme environmental conditions, they develop these protective compounds. And when we're able to extract those protective compounds and then ingest them, it improves a whole bunch of things inside our body. Like it improves energy, metabolism, protection, obviously, and a lot of resilience, which is really important at the moment, and just overall general health. So yeah, Shilajit's amazing for that. And then it's got another ingredient in it called fulvic acid, which is known as a supercell conductor. And where that's amazing is when that comes into contact with all these micronutrients, it's able to break them down into a state where they're more active and more available.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the combination of the Shilajit, which is from the highest place on earth, as you said, and it's black and it's plant-based, and then combining that with the Dead Sea minerals, which is obviously from the ocean, the lowest place on the earth, and it's white. When we test it in laboratory, it's like this incredible symphony. It's like an orchestra of notes that's like singing. And, you know, that's what's missing from a lot of our food and soils now. So when we give our body access to all of those nutrients again, then a lot of those areas that are currently compromised can come back online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because, I don't know, I just, as I think of that, I'm like, that sounds, it all makes so perfect sense. And I love, you know, just harmony and complementary. Like, it just it seems like a puzzle piece that can, you know, up-level humanity's vitality. But, like, if one thing's at the highest point, you know, there's no tribe that I don't know could, of ancient people that could travel the Himalayas and then, like, travel all the way to get what they need. It just seems interesting that nature would put this perfect equation so far apart, you know what I mean? Like, but then along comes you and it's like, here's the solution, you know? I'm so fascinated by that. Like, were there along your journey, like, how, you know, how did you get this information to solve for these problems, if that makes sense? Or I'm fascinated about, you know, are you a meditator? Like, are you just like follow, you're just on this journey and you followed from here to there to the gentleman who gave you the hard drive and one thing led to another and all of a sudden you're like, bing.
Yeah, I became like obsessed in theoretical physics and cosmology. And what that really taught me was the manifestation from energy into form. And what I mean by that is going from, like, I guess the field through those different layers of, like, magnetism, electricity, plasma, and then those subatomic particles into matter. And that first real layer of matter is the atomic world. So the elements or the periodic table, that's all the different atoms. So once I realized that a lot of those atoms, which are the building blocks for all life, everything, the entire material world, right, are not actually in our food because they're not in our soil anymore. I just saw that our expression has to be compromised if our body doesn't have access to some of those nutrients, you can call them micronutrients, but because I was doing the physics and seeing the structure of them being these little toruses, I was actually seeing them as energy centers that our body needs access to and it doesn't have access to them. So again, we have to be compromised if we're not getting them. And then the sea has different ratios to the plant world. So again, you pick that up in laboratory and when you combine the two, it's like where one's slightly deficient, the other one picks it up and complements it. So, I often explain it as like keys on a piano, which is really interesting because there's the black and white keys and there's 88 keys on a piano and there's 88 minerals in Shilajit and there's a few more in ocean plasma, but there's 88 there as well. So, like to play the proper song on a piano, you want to have access to all of those keys and all of those notes. And it's the same as human vehicles, right? Like we're singing a song. Everything's a frequency. Everything's a notes. So we're like an orchestra singing a song. And if we don't actually have access to those notes, then we can't sing our full expression.
I'm so fascinated. I mean, we can't even begin to crack everything that you've become aware of and can articulate so much better than I can. But yes, like the language of the universe, music, mathematics, and like our full expression. Yes, yes, yes. And if Mana Vitality can get me a little closer, I am taking it. I love what you've learned and just the journey that you've been on.
Yeah.
What is your journey now? I mean, are you still inventing these resonant technologies? Are you focused on mana? Are you still kind of just going where the spiritual journey guides you? Like, what's the day-to-day life of, or the next year look like for David?
Yeah, it's a little bit different just at the moment because I'm CEO of a couple of companies and also running a foundation, a private foundation in Australia. So there's quite a lot of busyness associated with that. But I just stay in as flowy a space that I can. Mm-hmm. We've got a team of about 30 people. So if things start feeling too business orientated, we'll just kind of stop everything and say, let's take a different approach. But obviously, as you know, once you get involved in those kind of projects, there's times where you've got to, you know, do 18-hour days back-to-back for weeks or months to get mm-hmm. things done. And a lot starts coming back at you when you get the exponential growth. But my passion is still around, we're water beings, mm-hmm. 99% water by molecular count. And most people know that now. Most people drink a lot of water. But we're actually salt water beings. So not many people think about that. Like, you think all the fluids that come out of us are salt water. Mm-hmm. And if we're not getting those salts or those minerals from our food, then it's really important that we get those. So I'm still super passionate about sharing that message, because we're not just salt water beings, is we're electromagnetic as well. Yes. So the minerals are actually little electrical systems, or they're turning our fluids back into, like, they're turning them on, they're charging them up. And there's three main fluids in the body. So the blood, the interstitial fluid, and the cells. And the way that the nutrients comes in through the blood and the nutrients and the oxygen to get into the cells, it has to go through that interstitium. So we're really making that interstitium, we're giving it all of those minerals, which is, I guess you can think of it as like all of the charge and all of the electrical wires and cables that it needs to function correctly. Mm-hmm. So we're tuning in the biological system to be almost like a liquid crystal. Mm-hmm. And the importance of doing that is it can communicate with all of the organs and all of the other cells really clearly. But more importantly, it can communicate with the field. So it makes us like an antenna to be in the same heartbeat as the sun, or as the earth and the sun, the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe. And once we're in that state, then life can become like this magical flow and experience where things just actually come to you. Mm-hmm. So it removes like those layers of stress and those layers of struggle, and we're one again with nature and with the universe, which is so supportive. It loves us so much. And life is meant to be like this magical experience.
Magical, mystical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This magical experience of like deep wonder and deep gratitude to exist. So I'm super passionate about sharing that good news and the truth of who we are. And then a lot of, we're running Mana as a charity, meaning it's supporting community. Amazing. And any of the extra money is going back into R&D because we've got this incredible pipeline of products coming. And the next one will have gold in it, which is like a superconductor and the most supreme nutrient that I know of on the planet. Again, for bringing more light into the body and transforming the human species. So that's just the stage that we're in. These products reproduce themselves at certain times in certain cycles, is what I understand.
Okay.
And that's, the Egyptians used to speak a lot about it, and other ancient races before them. So the formula that we have for the gold is about 4,000 years old. And I know friends now that have activated their light body and are just living off light. So that's an opportunity
that's
for all
the
of
next,
us.
Yeah. That's the next phase, yeah. The next paradigm. I mean, that's kind of what needs to happen based on our food systems failing and societal structures failing. Whew, this is exciting. I mean, it probably sounds very out there to a lot of, but I'm super into this and water and just listening, you know, getting that communication through the minerals. I was just, and this is, I'm like the rudimentary out picturing of what you're articulating, but I was like in the sauna. And I go through phases of posting on Instagram. It's just if I'm wherever life has taken me, but I just was inspired. It was yesterday or the day before, and I was in the sauna wearing some funny Russian sauna cap that I had no idea what it did. But I was like, okay, so I sweat doing my workout, and now I'm sweating in the sauna, but you know, it's important to put the minerals back in your body because you're not just sweating out water. I literally said what you just said. So it's just so wonderful because I want to live in that space of, and I'm a manifester, meditator, the secret inspired me. It kind of changed my, I work a lot with gratitude, but really to give our bodies, we are these incredible, intelligent technologies, you know, the human body is insanely intelligent. And that's kind of what HEAL was all about, was just saying we have so much more, there's so much more possibility with what we were designed to express and achieve, and especially when it comes to healing and breakdown, to get back online and be able to right the ship. We just need to support it, and it sounds like something like Mana Vitality and just getting those minerals that have been leached from our environment and then getting them back in our body so that our bodies can work optimally the way they're designed, which we're, you know, you seem to understand very deeply, but I feel like we only understand a fraction of what we're able to actually do and accomplish, like living off light. So it just, like, I just love this conversation. You've been able to go and journey the world and visit these mystical sites and these ancient, you know, the Egyptians and the guardian of the Sphinx, you know, and to take all this knowledge and put it in so that we can begin to just get the you know, physical, energetic, this electromagnetic, you know, so that we can live in this place of gratitude, faith in this like unconditional loving source, the miracle and awe and wonder of what life is, and then just to really like surrender if we are in that aligned state where everything's firing and wiring the way it's supposed to, supported by nature, minerals, our environment. And then we can just like magnetize the people and the answers and the experiences that are meant for our greatest expression, you know, and whatever I was came here to share and what you came here to share and create. It's just so cool. Like that's, this is the space I want to live in. You know what I mean? Forget Instagram and all the negativity that's on there, and like just these are the conversations I want to have.
Yeah,
you know, and just get, like if I was gonna take a pilgrimage over the next year, like what are the, give me some of your greatest experiences, the, like the top three. I know, and you're probably gonna reflect back to me like you're gonna go on your own journey, you're gonna find your own mystical forests and whatever. But I just would love to hear you share a couple more mystical experiences or places, magical kind of magnetic experiences that are awe-inspiring for people to follow their own heart and have their own experiences. But give me a little couple more ditties on your journey that you that were just like so miraculous to our consciousness, you know, because I get excited about this.
Yeah, and I mean you're on an incredible journey as well, right? The thing I always recommend is to get into nature, because nature is constantly showing us, and it's so easy to miss that. And whether it's sun gazing or just observing what's happening with bees or ants, it can sound super simple, but within that simplicity of life, the magic is remembered. So if we're able to just remember that truth of who we are, remember that connection, that brings in a lot of layers of peace. And there's no right or wrong. Like it's, you know, people can choose to live whatever kind of life they want to live. and we're in this dualistic conditioning at the moment, I guess the beautiful thing with getting out of that dualistic way of living is the geometry of our body changes and we're unified with the universe. So at that point, you know, everything changes from a perception, and it's a lot of the requirements or things that we think and feel in that polarized dualistic way of living, we go through like a genetic liberation, literally through cellular illumination. And to live from that space is just pure harmony and pure peace. So it's an invitation that's always there from the universe or nature. This is like this quiet voice just whispering, and it's so kind and loving that it's just always there as an invitation. But we don't have to take it. We can spend as many lives as we want in that duality, which is a beautiful experience. And from spirit's perspective, that is, can never be that. It can only create the idea of that and experience it through our vehicles. That's the miracle, mm-hmm. from spirit's perspective. So it's not in a hurry.
Yeah, totally.
But definitely during these periods of more light in the universe and the galaxy that we're heading through these light bands, we have that opportunity, and more so as a collective, to take that option. So yeah, experiences to go and have. I mean, some of the ones I've had, I wouldn't necessarily recommend, because I've had nothing and you know, just wandered through deserts or been in some pretty remote places where you're not sure what's going to happen, mm-hmm. Which is pretty intense. And you know, some of the levels of purification, when you're tapping into the subconscious, where you've got sankharas arising to be released, can feel like a death.
Yeah.
Which is not pleasant. So going through that incineration and resurrection process is very intense as well. So yeah, it's not like something that I would ever want to push on people. Mm-hmm. It is the right timing. It is if there's like a strong calling, or for a lot of people, they've just had enough of feeling the way they have, mm-hmm. and they know there's more. And that's kind of the impulse or the inspiration to go on the journey, or it could be an illness or a sickness or whatever it is. Often if we're comfortable, we don't bother.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to leave the comfort zone, although nothing ever grows there.
Yeah. 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 So it is very personal. And as I said, I wouldn't want to kind of advise or push mm-hmm. anything on people. It's just something that has to be the right time.
Yeah, for yourself. I mean, nature, just nature, that recommendation alone was great. You went to the extremes of nature, it sounded like, in these extreme circumstances that allowed you to have these massive healings and deaths and rebirths and growths. But just being out in nature.
Yeah.
And that, or, you know, doing the sun gazing, yeah. That reconnection with nature is going to mm-hmm. unlock a lot of...
Definitely. You know, and giving yourself time.
Yeah.
It's like, probably the greatest thing I'm thankful for is giving myself time in a lot of those sacred locations. And they don't have to even be sacred locations. But I guess what I mean by giving myself time is often I'd go somewhere for a week and just stay for 3 months mm-hmm. or stay until I felt like I had to leave. There were some places I might have planned on going for a month but left after a few days as well. So just following the intuition, following what feels right. I know when I was at the Dead Sea for 88 nights, I learned more in the last 3 days than the previous 85. So to me, that was a real sign of like, wow, like, you know, thank you. Thank you for the fact that I stayed.
Yeah.
And Uluru in the center of Australia was the same. Tasmania, which is kind of the bottom part of Australia, was the same. Mount Shasta was the same. So yeah, just once you stop, and the noise stops and you're out in nature, you just follow the guidance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll lead you.
Yeah.
Or you'll lead yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But I love that too, because that's what I did here with you. I was like, well, you know, we're not like a product forward podcast ever, you know?
Yeah.
But Mono, like the name hooked me enough to look into it, and then reading your story and the, you know, Guardian of the Sphinx. And I was just like, wow. And the books that you read, you shared, I think, on some blog or on the website, even some books that you read at every journey. And I was like, I've read that one. Ooh, I haven't read that one. So there's just a lot of, you know, it's such a wonderful place to be just going with your intuition and flow and trusting. And I think a lot of that has come from me because I have this pretty regular meditation practice. You know, and I think that people can achieve that through being out in nature too. Mm. Some people get into their meditative state hiking or camping, and I haven't had a lot of time to do those things, but I do meditate every day. And so just quieting the noise and turning within and it's like kind of a conscious connection to source every day, whether it's through nature, through meditation, whatever these practices, getting in the ocean. And but it's great to see someone who is just really kind of 100% living in that magnetic flow and guidance, and then having that affirmation for me and following that, going, yes, this is, you can exist in this way. And to know, to follow when there is some sort of dis-ease in your life, in your energy. Like I'm not even anywhere near as vital as I want to be. And I know that there's things going on in my life that are like pushing me in a different direction. And, I also have a toddler that's going to like be a little bit of a challenging, but it's just
nice mirror.
Yeah. It's a great mirror. You say, you know, source, which I just spoke about this in my podcast, talking about Joe Dispenza's meditation retreat, you know, spirit is experiencing itself through us, through these little fractal outpicturings of it, because it's just this unconditional frequency of love, unconditional love, right? And so for us to have this experience of duality and separation and pain and suffering, it's all good, and richness of being, right? And so as for those people that are now just sustaining and living off light, are is that the next evolution where we're not going to be in this, the pain and the suffering of war, or is that still, you know, what's the next iteration? where are we going from here?
Yeah, I just want to go back to answer a question that you asked before, because I don't feel like I answered it properly.
Okay.
And that is like, what things can we do? Because I kind of gave examples of like long things, and I, as you were talking, it's like not everyone has access to those. So I think, yeah, getting out in the sun is amazing. Going for a swim in the ocean is amazing. Meditating is amazing. Vipassana, if you've heard of that.
10 days.
Yeah. Oof. That's really powerful. And I know 10 days is still a big commitment for a lot of people, but it's worth it. And even though I don't necessarily fully agree with the whole discipline around parts of it, it's beautiful for just giving yourself 10 days with yourself. And all of the structure is just so that there's no distractions, and you have to sit and get to know yourself for 10 days, which is really, really powerful. Like everybody I know that's done it, it has exponentially amplified like their meditation experience, and they've all had profound breakthroughs. So, you know, like 10 days of a Vipassana could be equivalent of like 10 years of normal meditation.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's so concentrated. So that's really powerful.
Okay.
And where are we headed? Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, from the universe's perspective, again, this time is very different, right? But I believe that, yeah, we are going through a stage where those layers of separation, those veils, will keep removing. We're in this information age where people are getting exposed to a lot of incredible information. Obviously, still being in a dualistic reality, there's the other happening as well, where there's a lot more struggle, and a lot of that centralization is really amplifying. And within that deep struggle and amplification of, you know, financial systems and medicine and the environment and agriculture and all of that, within that extremity, the most profound solutions will also be birthed, which is really exciting. So I get exposed to a lot of those, and it's very, very inspirational. on all of those different industries, in particular with finance, which is kind of like a physical and energetic prison to so many people. So many people just feel locked in and can't get out because of the way the system's set up. So, yeah, more supportive ways of us being sovereign, giving our time back is really exciting so that we can explore that truth of who we are. And then, yeah, I believe we are entering a golden age on the planet. And that will start through communities using some of these advanced technologies. And ultimately, the entire external world is an expression from our inner state. So the fact that there is so much change happening means that there's so much change happening inside of us. And I think that will just go exponential. So
yeah.
I feel very inspired and I'm very excited about where we're heading. Even with technology as well, I think ultimately technology will look back at the human vehicle and be so fascinated by it because it is the most advanced technology in the planet. So it will become obsessed in trying to figure it out because it's the one thing it can never figure out because we have infinite inside of us. So that journey to understand the infinite for something like AI, which has this incredible computing power, it will solve all kinds of things in its attempt to solve the unsolvable riddle. And some of those things will be illness and disease. Other things will be like the death of cells. So it'll probably be able to keep cells alive forever, which, you know, then we won't have to die if we don't want to.
Wild. Wild. And we talk about, I'm really fascinated. Thank you for sharing that. I agree. I feel like with, you know, it's easy to be caught up in the fear and the, what we're seeing with our senses and experiencing with our senses. But I do believe that there's an equal and opposite reaction to whatever dominant narrative or experience that people are having. Financial crisis, whatever it is, and then there's just always an equal and opposite reaction. You know, I know that's a little bit more Newtonian physics, but it's very hopeful, and I am very much aligned with your kind of hypothesis there.
And fear is a very real thing, right?
Yeah,
we've been conditioned with fear, and again, our brain operates that way because it's dualistic, and we are everything. Like, we're aspects of God. And there's no separation. So everything's coming out of the same source, the same field, and returning back to that same source and same field. And everything is everything. So everything's us. And we're so quick to, because our brain perceives things as separate, our senses say that you're there and I'm here. But actually what's looking out of my eyes is looking out of your eyes and everyone else's eyes. It's the same thing. And so we are everything. And that includes artificial or automated technology. That includes any of the fear-based things that are happening. So as the consciousness rises and we understand that, then a lot of the fear-based actions just organically dissolve. They don't make sense anymore. And that's where we're headed pretty quickly.
Hold on. Hold on to your butts. As I'm sitting here and listen, you know, thinking of my audience listening, who generally, some of them are having these own explorations and questions among their own lives. Other people are just struggling to find answers for their physical disease. So for someone who is listening, trying to grasp that we are God and God is expressing through us, and we are infinite, and we have these advanced, you know, beautiful, intelligent beings and, you know, expressions of the divine. And what do you say to someone that's just like dealing with the fear of a terminal diagnosis or a body that is breaking, seemingly breaking down on them? Like, how do we get someone who's going through that out of the fear and back? Like, how would you advise someone close to you in that experience to right the ship, I guess?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Got to get the minerals back into the body, firstly. There was a Nobel Prize winner last century called Linus Pauling, and he claims that all illness and disease can be traced back to a lack of minerals in the body.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I'm so passionate about mana, is it's those plant and sea-based nutrients and minerals and micronutrients. So getting those back into the vehicle, again, it turns on that electrical system. And removes a lot of that compromising and allows that antenna to align with the universal flow and our higher dimensional template. So our higher dimensional template or pristine blueprint can never be contaminated or affected by environmental illness or disease.
Yes.
So we're a projection of that. If we can realign with that higher dimensional template, we actually can't be sick.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the minerals into the system is really important, because that allows those interference patterns to help remove. Getting light, getting back into nature, getting the feet on the earth, getting that early morning light is really important. And removing those layers of fear and separation, however we can do that. A lot of the time it's just through deep gratitude. Really simple things like, you know, waking up in the morning. Instead of waking up thinking, you know, I've got another day here, I've got to go to work, slowing down, being in the moment, and being so appreciative that we get to take another breath, or we get to have another turn in this body, or we get to see our children, or we get to look outside at the sun, or we get to have a glass of water. Like just that real back to basics. I think that's the best start.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really just getting that foundation and that mind back into that space of gratitude is really, really important. And then aligning with that center of us, that zero point, will give us that clearest communication with that high dimensional template. And once those interference patterns and those layers start removing, then everything starts coming back online and starts healing.
Yeah, and just to back up what you just said, because I know you have this, you know, I would say that your language and your perspective is deeply spiritual.
Mm.
And a lot of, but two other things that have come into my consciousness as you say that, just to kind of back up what you're saying, like when we have that higher dimensional template, we cannot get sick. The way, that's how beautifully we're designed. That's how,
yes,
life, that's how the divine expressed our little, you know, this human being. And it's beautiful and it's brilliant. It's so intelligent. And Joe Dispenza is doing work right now that is showing, this is just a tiny little snippet example of this, for advanced meditators going through his program, constantly doing this deep meditation that then connects them to source.
Mm.
They literally create biochemistry in the body that is defensible, like is not vulnerable to COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2.
Yes.
So that's one example. Scientific research just showed that. So mm-hmm. you can, you know, based on a higher frequency of lifestyle and living and choices, and you can, or you know, and then a better functioning body with mm-hmm. these reintroduction minerals and the electromagnetic communication lines and water, you know, that we literally become immune to this outer environment that is seemingly causing us so much fear. And so that was Joe Dispenza's research that just came out. And then also Anita Morjani, who was in Heal, and her body was riddled with cancer.
Mm.
They couldn't even tap a vein. She was in a coma. There was not a human being on earth that could look at her situation and think that that body could recover. She mm. was end of life, end stage cancer, and had a near-death experience, experienced that unconditional love and expansion, had an encounter with the essence of her father, and there was no animosity or friction that they had in this three-dimensional world.
Mm.
And it was just forgiveness and love and understanding, and then all this like all-encompassing, no time clarity and awareness that she had developed this cancer experience because of, she'd been coming from fear.
Mm.
And she didn't want to go back into her body because she was, had rejoined with Source, which was this magnanimous, unconditional, indescribable love. She's like, I'm good. I don't want to go back there. I want to stay here. This feels fantastic. And her, the essence of her father, or, you know, she had this awareness that if I went back, I have a mission to that is unfulfilled, and I will heal if I go back to my body. And so that's kind of, these are just two examples that are backing up what you're saying.
Yes.
You know, this she had this subconscious healing where she connected with Source. All the fear was gone of where she, you know, when we die, that's what she experiences. Oh, there's no death. We are eternal.
Mm.
And that is what we are made of. And that is what we return to. And this is just an illusion. Mm. And she came back into her body, this body that no one would think could recover. And with that shift in awareness from fear to love and that experience, everything just came back online and reorganized and zoot, higher dimensional template. And within 5 weeks, she was walking out of the hospital, no cancer in her body.
Wow.
So I just...
That's awesome.
These are all examples that are
yeah.
backing up what you're saying. And I feel like they're different examples that are just kind of evidence. So.
And there's so many different ways to kind of get there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my dear friends and business partners, Dr. Beth McDougall, who's also part of Mana, she has a practice up in San Francisco in the Bay Area. And it's called the Clear Center of Health and also Jizen Labs. She has about 10,000 patients, but she gets sent a lot of people that other doctors just don't know what to do with.
Wow.
So very complex issues. She just recently had a man up there who's had cancer four times and was given not long to live. And she put him through a treatment. She's actually got a book called The Pristine Blueprint, which is how to heal yourself and get you back to that high dimensional template.
Cool.
So she had him every day for a month, and now he's fully recovered as well. So there's different modalities you can use, and also she uses some very advanced resonant technology to assist with that.
Cool.
So yeah, there's lots of ways to get there.
Amazing. Thank God. Yeah, because there's a lot of people going through a lot of things.
Totally.
So that's wonderful. Well, I mean... Anything else to share? Because this has been a wonderful conversation. But anything to share, leave our audience with before we wrap up?
Yeah, I guess like my wish for people is, just to take that time out and discover that truth of who we are. Because regardless of how long you're left here in this body, in this vehicle, we learn that we're infinite and eternal beings. And so we can develop that deep peace with inside of us, knowing that we're always going to exist somewhere doing something, and whatever that experience is from that space, we can appreciate it, because that's why we're here. You know, there's so much magic to appreciate regardless of what's happening in our mind or even what's happening in our body. What it takes for existence to take place is like the deepest love we can ever imagine. So being able to remember that, and it's like not a theory or not illusory, it's actually true. Like, we're just, you know, our body's made of 100 trillion cells, and each of those cells is made of trillions of atoms, and they're all working in harmony so we can sit here now and have these conversations and walk out of this room and experience life. And we've been gifted that, which is the greatest miracle we can ever experience. So just having some time each day to remember that is just a nice way to live your life.
Can I just ask you one more follow-on question
to
that? Because I sit here and we're having this beautiful conversation, and you've traveled the world and you've had successful businesses, and people look at me and they're like, oh, that's easy because you're married to so-and-so, or you're white and a woman, and, you know, whatever the privilege that they are throwing at me, which is all true.
Yes.
So I agree with that, what you just said. And it also pulls us out of, if we can stay in that awareness, it pulls us out of the, you know, just the doldrums of everyday life that pull us into this, you know, suffering and complaining and woe is me. So, but is there, like, how do we, for people that are, you know, struggling or in this poverty cycle, or haven't been so fortunate as us to feel this way and to travel the world and whatever we have done to get us to this awareness. Mm. I mean, is it could we have gone down the path and been in that situation? Like, how do we get people who are really just trying to survive to live, to find the miracle of life and to really believe that this is a blessing and a miracle and to get back to that awe and wonder when they're just really suffering and surviving?
Yeah, it's definitely a process. I think it starts with faith, like understanding that there is a God and that the universe is supportive. The universe loves us. And then understanding that it's not just happening for us, but it's happening from us, is a really powerful perception to have. So, it's. I mean, you don't have to have things. Actually, I found the deepest peace in having nothing. Mm. There were several years where I had nothing, and I was still walking, because once you're in that trust space, then things turn up for you. As I said, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that exact approach, but there are a lot of people at the moment with nothing. So you can sit there and kind of sit in those, I guess, more dense frequencies, or you can do things like jump in the ocean or meditate or just remove those layers of separation, which again comes into gratitude, right? Like just looking out at the earth and appreciating every being for who they are, whether they have everything or they have nothing, but just getting into that perception of gratitude for what's taking place. Mm. Again, because what's taking place is it is the greatest miracle. There's no denying that. Mm. Regardless of, again, the light or dark or the right or wrong perception, if we can observe that and remove that judgment, there's things happening which are amazing. And not things happening that are amazing, but like everything that's happening is amazing because it's happening.
Yeah. Our hearts are beating. We're breathing. We're alive without thinking about all these biochemical and crazy, you know, functions that are happening within a millisecond in our body that are have got me to this, you know, 44 years of my life. It's like, it's a miracle. And how the extent that I beat up my body and you know, and it's still, it's the resilience of that is just awe-inspiring. Or finding beauty in nature that can get you into that space. Or looking in at your child or your mother, mm-hmm. or your grandmother, yeah. and just like getting into that appreciation of what's right in front of you.
Yeah. And even if you have nothing in the physical sense, you can still go and like look at a flower, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can still drink water. Or you can often still have a shower or jump in the ocean. And if you kind of slow things down and understand like what's happening for that, you know, if you put your foot in the ocean, you're connected to all the water on the planet. So just some of those really moments. Simple, basic moments, which are really profound.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. All right, so where can people find you and Mana?
Yeah, I don't spend too much time on socials, but the website is manavitality.com. I think there's an Instagram page as well. I'm not sure what it's called.
Perfect. Well, it'll all be in the show notes. And you so generously are offering our audience, if you put in the discount code HEAL, you'll get a percentage off the product. So you can try it and get those minerals back in the body and up-level the system. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the HEAL podcast. Be sure to tune in for more empowering wisdom and inspiring healing stories. Oh, and make sure you hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss that one episode that holds the answer you've been searching for. And if you feel inspired, we would love you to rate and review us so that we have the opportunity to reach more people. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram for some behind the scenes fun and more inspiration at HEAL Documentary and at Kelly Gore. Thank you so much and be well.